Our lesson is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. These are your words, Holy Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Many centuries ago, a church leader asked, "What does Athens have to do with Jerusalem?" Athens stands for wisdom and understanding, for intellectual knowledge. It stands for art and democracy. Our civilization is indebted to ancient Greece for many things, in science, mathematics, art, history, philosophy. Those are helpful and important things in our day-to-day life. Jerusalem is important for our Christian faith and our Christian history. Jerusalem is where Solomon built his temple. It's where King David lived, and it's where Abraham was prepared to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice to the Lord. Jerusalem is where our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified for the sins of the world. From Jerusalem, Jesus sent his disciples to preach the gospel to all nations. "You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth," he said. This is exactly what Paul is referring to when he says, "I did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom." Paul was not on a mission from Athens. He was on mission from Jerusalem. "I came declaring to you the testimony of God." Witnesses give testimony. Paul was a witness for Christ. That's the origin of our word martyr, because Paul was willing to die as a witness for the truth. Paul preaches Jesus as the Savior of the world. He even boils it down to this very simple thought: "I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." In our opening hymn, we sang this. And we also sing, "Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation." Jesus' blood shed on the cross is central to our Christian faith because it is the blood of God's own Son, who is sinless, perfect, and holy for us who are sinful, imperfect, and unholy. That precious blood covers all our sins, all your sins and all my sins. The cross, the message of the cross, is Christianity because Christ is Christianity. That is why we have crosses and crucifixes in our churches, in our homes, and even on our jewelry. When children are baptized, we make the sign of the cross upon their forehead and upon their heart to show that they belong to Christ, who is crucified for them. To the world, all of this is foolishness. How can this do such great things? But to God, it is the highest wisdom. Now, earthly knowledge and wisdom have their value. We go to school to learn life skills, to learn how to think, to learn how to solve problems, to learn to do the things we need for this earthly life. Like Martha, we prepare food. We show good hospitality. We learn things that are good, right, noble, and true. We learn the important things such as family, truth, kindness, helpfulness, things listed in the Ten Commandments. But we are not always kind and helpful. We do not always live up to these standards. We do not always speak the truth in love. We are sinners. But Jesus obeyed the commandments perfectly. He was perfectly kind, helpful, and loving to everyone, for us, to cover our sins of anger and neglect, to cover our stain of sin with his holiness. And so, like Mary, we also need to take time to sit at Jesus' feet and hear his saving gospel. He forgives our sins when we hear and remember his word, that he gave his life on the cross to pay for our sins. We believe that, and we have eternal life because God promises it. And there is a life to come. And for that, we need this higher wisdom of God, which the world considers foolishness. God uses the simple and lowly things like water, bread, wine, a human preacher, so that we trust not in Athens, but in Jerusalem. We trust in God's mercy and grace and forgiveness that come through Jesus' word and from Jerusalem, where Jesus died for us. To the world, this is foolishness, but this is where God displays his highest wisdom, on the cross, for our forgiveness. Let this message comfort you and encourage you today in this testimony of Christ crucified, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.